Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
You got to see the crowd in the South Bronx already for Donald Trump. And the amazing thing is, even though apparently MAGA's a bunch of white supremacists, racists, white nationals, there's a lot of black and Hispanic voters who are speaking very passionately about their support of the former and future president of the United States. Very hard to go with the Hitler narrative when you got black and Latino voters out there saying, yeah, we want this guy. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. It's Thursday, 855-839-1210, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. A new court document, though, with some breaking news, raises serious questions about the Secret Service involvement in the Hunter Biden gun case. And they were all scared to death. And this is a big development here. Oh, and also John Kerry. John Kerry worked to protect Iranian terrorists. I'll tell you about that story that the corporate media is ignoring. But the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A. It was August 5th, 1980, when President Ronald Reagan went to the South Bronx, had a big rally out there. August 5th, 1980, and Trump returns to the Bronx, despite the fact that AOC is not happy about it. She is not happy. And you heard her, what she said. Donald Trump is only going because he's got an electronic ankle bracelet on, essentially, a virtual ankle bracelet that doesn't let him go to the swing states. So admitting two things. Number one, admitting that, yeah, all these court cases are designed to keep him off the playing field from campaigning in the states that are on the fence. But the other thing is that she is worried. They're all worried about how well Trump's going to do with the black and Latino vote. Now, look, whether or not he flips New York or not, if the black voters and the Latino voters are out there and they're saying all these things, like Deion Powell, a Bronx district leader who's out there supporting Trump right now, and he's out there at the rally, he says, American people, you know, we're seeing illegal immigrants getting debit cards, getting fast-tracked through the shelter system. This is not right. People are not happy about what's happening. One of the driving things is what these New Yorkers are seeing with the illegal immigrants getting these prepaid debit cards, getting all these perks, and they're suffering. They're struggling. Their families are struggling. So that dichotomy, and whether he wins New York or not, this is going to be another symbolic rally, much like Wildwood was, representing the people that the Democrat Party has long forgotten. J. just like Wildwood was a representative of how the Democrat Party forgot the middle class, the white working class voters. This is about how the Democrat Party has moved on from black and Hispanic voters and people in the middle class and people in the lower class, the lower economic class, too. Let's face it, the Democrat Party today, the party of the faculty lounge, this is a party that is absolutely concerned with the elites on the coast. That's why James Carville even said, we got a problem here. We are doing really bad with the black vote, and somebody's got to acknowledge this. Somebody's got to acknowledge the fact that we are doing bad with the black vote. Biden is losing black voters. I mean, are we all going to just pretend like this isn't happening? Are we going to pretend like this is not, this is something that isn't going on? Really? You know, and when you think about a guy like James Carville coming out and saying that, you got to say to yourself, all right, well, he's a smart guy. He got a president elected, and he's understanding that the Democrat Party is not getting it. Once again, they're not getting it. He even said too many preachy females are dominating the Democrat Party. You remember when he said that back in March? Too many preachy females. He says Democrats are losing support among black and Hispanic voters and men. And they're losing support among men due to preachy females who drive the party's culture. The message is too feminine. Remember when he said that? I'm not a fan of James Carville from his politics, but I respect the guy as a political strategist. And what he's saying is the Democrat Party is too woke. It's forgotten about the working class. It doesn't care about black voters anymore. It cares about white, uppity, lefty women. And you're losing men and you're losing black voters. You're losing Hispanic voters because you have a bunch of think of the average female faculty professor in the faculty lounge. That's who the Democrat Party is. And he said the message is too feminine. And he's particularly worried about voting trends among black men who could decide the election. He said to Maureen Dow, the Democrat columnist of the New York Times, the party struggle with male voters are driven by preachy females who aren't speaking to their concerns. A suspicion of mine is that there are too many preachy females influencing the party's direction. Don't drink beer. Don't watch football. Don't eat hamburgers. That is not good for you. He said it is a condescension. He believes it has turned away some male voters from the Democrat Party. He said, the message is too feminine. Everything you're doing is destroying the planet. You got to eat your peas. Think about that. Think about that. That Karen, not our good Karen. We love our good Karen. But as he goes on about all this and he says all these things, and he says, you're going to wind up losing all these people because too many people think that the Democrat Party is this preachy, pedantic, know-it-all party that tells you how to live your life and thinks that they're better than you and thinks that they're smarter than you and tells you how to live your life. He disparaged liberal, snooty, elitist faculty lounge attitudes. He complained that woke stuff is killing us, that the left was talking in a language that ordinary Americans did not understand, using terms like Latinx and communities of color. And with a tone many Americans found sneering, as when Hillary Clinton described people as a basket of deplorables. So there are a lot of people on the left that would rather lose and be pure because it makes them feel good. It makes them feel superior. He thinks Donald Trump voters see him as akin to King Cyrus or King David in the Bible, a flawed messenger. So it's best to use a biblical narrative about betrayal, he said. If you say, you dumb son of a bee, how can you ever think that this fat, slimy, rapist, criminal, racist should be president? They're going to recoil. He said, I think instead Democrats should say, look, you believed in him. You felt like you weren't being seen. You were being culturally excluded, but he betrayed you. You thought he was going to be for you and helping you, but really he was for TikTok and tax cuts to the rich. That's what he thinks the message should be. But I got to tell you, as I'm listening to these voters in the South Bronx who are all going on about their support for Trump, these black voters, they're not buying that. They're not buying that message at all. They think Trump was fighting for them, and they think Trump's going to fight for them again. He said, when it comes to this notion of the left and the trigger warnings, he said, no one wants to live like this. Whoever thought it was a good idea to tell people you can't hug them, or you got to be careful, or you've got to think about names to call them other than the name you know them by. He says there's nothing wrong with me being white or you being white or them being black or me being male or you being female. It's a giant, stupid argument. He even used a very un-PC axiom. He said, it's the Indian, not the arrows. He said, when I look at Biden's polling numbers, it's like walking in on your grandma naked. You can't get the image out of your mind. He told CNN's Dana Bash that Biden is like a mosquito in a nudist colony. It's hard to pick a target, but you've got to pick one and go after it. And when Biden came out and said he's not worried about the polls, Carville was very skeptical. He said, when the polls are not good, you don't believe in polls. If the polls are good, you believe in the polls. And he's been obsessed with Biden bleeding black male voters. He said, a suspicion of mine is that there are too many preachy females dominating the culture of the party. Don't drink beer. Don't watch football. Don't eat hamburgers. That's not good for you. The message is too feminine. The message is everything you're doing is destroying the planet. Got to eat your peas, meaning you got to eat all those plant-based foods. If you're listening to Democrat elites, NPR is my go-to place for that. The whole talk is about how women and women of color are going to decide the election. I'm like, well, 48% of the people that vote are males. Do you mind if they have some consideration? And he also disagrees with Democrats who claim there's been too much attention on Biden's age. He said, if you do a focus group, the first thing out of anybody's mouth is old. So how do you say we're going to act like this doesn't exist? Now, don't tell me that Biden has more energy or cognition than Trump, because it's evident that, yeah, Trump gets some word salad sometimes. But he does have timing, and he has a sense of humor, and he knows how to move on from one story or the other. And he wants a different candidate. He even said the most underreported, unrealized thing is how talented the Democrat Party is right below the presidential level. And he starts listing all these names of other Democrats who are out there. And he's worried about the president's strength in the race. He says, I like Biden. He's a tenacious guy. But the problem for him is that you look at incomes, you look at employment, poverty rates, access to health care. And all these things are problematic for Joe Biden. All these things. He says, I don't think he can do much more than soldier on and let the Democratic groups kick in. And then he shrugged and walked out and left the interview. What are you going to do? I mean, what? How are you going to change the perception at this point is the bottom line. So you think about what some of these voters are saying about Trump. And we have some audio of them. We have some audio of this. This is Matt. Do you have that one clip I sent you that Charlie Kirk tweeted out about what every honest person thinks about Donald Trump? Do you have that one?
Yeah, I have it.
This is a woman in New York City a couple hours ago who's supporting Trump. And I particularly love what she says at the end. But take a listen.
I think you stand with Trump.
I'm not stupid.
I could tell the minute I saw you, your eyes lit up when you saw the Trump flags. As I told her, you know why you stand with Trump? Because beautiful people stand with Trump.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
How's your drink? That drink looks beautiful. Really good. It's really good. It's a mocktail.
Yeah, it's delicious.
One of the vendors.
So what was your answer? Why do you stand with Trump?
I stand with Trump because he's basically representing us, and everything that they're doing to him is what they can do to us.
Yeah.
And the system is broken, and, you know, he's fighting for us, you know? So I like his policies. I like how he says it like it is. And, you know, and Biden got to go. I'm sick of him.
And what would you say to a black person that says that you're not black because you're voting for Trump?
Well, then I guess I identify as a white man. I don't know. I don't care what anybody has to say. I'm a mother. I care about the future of my child. And I care about policies over, you know, rhetoric.
That's not though what the narrative is. She can identify as a white male, but she's a black woman. Now, white liberal women, though, however, would say that she is a self-hating black person. Because how could you support this MAGA racist white supremacist? That all of MAGA is a bunch of white dudes in Cabela's fishing hats who are all out there just looking to start the next race war in this country. All the lies that they tell. The lies that they tell over and over again. And there's so many clips of this. Here's a clip that Paul Sepulza put out Bubble Bath Girl on Twitter, a bunch of different people who would like to see Trump. These are all New Yorkers. These are all people in the Bronx. These are all black people. These are all people that don't fit the narrative. And these people are not hanging out of the faculty lounges with the white liberal women who are talking about why you should be eating more soy-based foods. These guys eat hamburgers. Take a listen.
If President Trump came here to the South Bronx, would you attend the rally?
Of course. I would want to meet Trump. I want to shake his hand.
He's the only president that I see that can ever make America great again. He's capable of doing that.
I would love to go to a rally with Donald Trump come, because I'm a big Donald Trump supporter, and I will support him 100%.
Oh, yeah, definitely we're going to show him love. We're going to show him a lot of love, and, you know, like they do in other states. We definitely need to see Trump here.
There's nothing but love for Donald Trump here in the South Bronx, the North Bronx, the East Bronx, and the West Bronx.
So, you tell
we
me...
We want Trump to come back. Please, bro. Biden, get out of here, bro.
I would come to the rally and support Trump, because the Bronx needs a change, and we need somebody that's really going to help this community.
I would definitely come to a Trump rally in the South Bronx. I like him.
You do?
Yes.
Yes, I will come to a rally if President Trump was to come to the Bronx, and I also would bring other people to come to and support him.
Would Joe Biden get a warm reception if he came to the Bronx?
No, he wouldn't have. And I'll make sure of that.
But I don't understand. I thought MAGA was all a bunch of white supremacist KKK neo-Nazi types. I thought Trump was Hitler. I don't understand. In fact, there's actually a clip of Joy Reid from MSNBC decrying the fact that more people are not calling him Hitler. You see the dichotomy here? The Democrat Party wants everybody to believe that MAGA is made up of white supremacists. And then you find these people, you talk to actual human beings, like real people, and they turn around and they say, Biden's not doing anything for us. The Democrat Party's not doing anything for us. The Democrat Party's hurting us. I mean, look at the border. Look at what they're doing with how they're giving these illegal immigrants all these special perks and all these special privileges and these prepaid debit cards and everything else. I mean, look at all that. And then how are we supposed to turn around and believe that this is a party that cares for us? How are we supposed to turn around and believe that this party is fighting for us? But the narrative of every day is going to be January 6th. You think these guys care a damn about January 6th? Nope. Think that woman cares about January 6th, the one that we just played? Nope. She cares about policies that are best for her family and her children. And we hear this from black voters in Philadelphia all the time. You've heard Kathy Barnett fill in for Dawn. She's talked about this a number of times. You've heard Maj Ture talk about this in Philadelphia. Maj is great. The Democrat Party has lost touch with every group except for academics. And not all academics. I know some who don't like Biden, but for the most part, the Democrat Party writ large is the party of the faculty lounge. It's the elite, snooty, pompous academics who look down at people, all kinds of people. They look down on everybody. They think they're smarter than you, and they know what's best for you. And back to the administrative state, the deep state, the bureaucracy, and everything else. Again, this comes from the idea of, it's like what we talked about yesterday with our guest, all the way back to Woodrow Wilson, who was a racist and an anti-Semite. Woodrow Wilson, who resegregated the military and drove black people out of government. Woodrow Wilson, the progressive hero. Woodrow Wilson and the progressives, and the term progressive that they used was only because the word socialist was unpopular because of European politics. They believed they were the smartest guys in the room. That guy was the president of Princeton University before he was governor of New Jersey. Woodrow Wilson, the racist anti-Semite who drove blacks out of government and resegregated the United States military, that guy was the president of Princeton. He's the faculty lounge president. And he believed he was smarter, so he empowered all these bureaucrats and all these people in the administrative state to start going out there and making decisions because they were the smartest people in the room. And he surrounded himself by a bunch of academics and a bunch of eggheads. And it would be the same tradition that would carry forward with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. But it's that mindset. We know better than you. We know what's best for you. We'll make decisions for you. We'll decide. And people are sick of it. And there's a very famous clip of Malcolm X from the 1960s going on about how the Democrat Party is terrible for the black man. The Democrat Party works to keep the black man down. The Democrat Party works to keep the black man on the plantation. That's what the Democrat Party does. I think a lot of black voters are waking up to that fact. It's why Trump did better with the black vote than any time. And you remember that CNN poll we played it earlier for you this week, Harry Enten from CNN saying, as it stands right now with the polling, Donald Trump has the ability to perform better than any Republican president ever. Ever. So this is a cultural shift that's happening. And a big part of this is because of the failed policies at the border. I'm telling you, a lot of these New Yorkers who are going to be at that rally, they see the way the illegal immigrants are treated. They see the preferential treatment and they're sick of it. They see the crime on their streets and they're sick of it. I'm not saying Trump's going to win the black vote. He doesn't have to. As long as he outperforms the black vote and he outperforms the Hispanic vote and he outperforms the white working class vote, he wins. He wins. And even if he doesn't win New York, there are still black voters and Hispanic voters in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Georgia and Arizona and Nevada. And if and they're all saying the same things. That's why the polling shows what it's showing over and over again. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Big show for you today. Some breaking news. New court document raises serious concerns about Secret Service involvement in the Hunter Biden gun case. Media Matters laying off a dozen staffers following a federal probe and that lawsuit by Elon Musk. If you remember how Media Matters was manipulating the algorithm on X to try to show advertisers that their posts were being put up by white supremacists and neo-Nazis. And the network suppressed that Kerry Oran bombshell report. There's a lot of breaking news today, including dozens of Republican governors have signed a letter opposing the World Health Organization pandemic treaty. This comes off the heels of yesterday's testimony before the COVID Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic. And during that committee hearing, we found out that they took great lengths to cover up the Freedom of Information Act request by purposely and knowingly using Gmail to get around the government watchdogs. All that's coming out today. We got a lot to talk about, so strap in. We'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right. right, Thursday. Almost to the end of the week. Love it. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 is the number. Here's a little clip of James Carville talking about the Biden campaign, correct to be worried about the black vote. This is with Dana Bash. Take a listen.
Sorry, hang on 1 second.
Okay, no problem. Let me know when you have it, and we'll play it. You gave me the thumbs up, so I just assumed you had it.
I think it's going to take more than a second here.
Oh, what happened?
There's an advertisement attached to it.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem. In the meantime, let me share this with you. New court document raises serious questions about the Secret Service involvement in the Hunter Biden gun case. And an otherwise innocuous court filing, raising new questions this week over the Secret Service's denials that agents inserted themselves into the Hunter Biden gun case. Days before the 2020 election, Blaze News reported that Secret Service agents visited the Delaware gun shop, StarQuest Shooters and Survival Supply, where Hunter Biden purchased a .38 caliber handgun in October of 2018. During that transaction, Hunter allegedly lied on his ATF 4473 form about being a drug user. Citing sources with firsthand knowledge of the episode, Politico reported that Secret Service agents approached the gun store owner, Ron Palamere, about 2 weeks after Hunter's firearm transaction, requesting the paperwork involved in the sale. At the time, the Secret Service denied any involvement in the incident. More than 3 years later, Special Counsel David Weiss, who is preparing to prosecute the first son for lying on that ATF form, filed new evidentiary documents ahead of Hunter's trial next week. Included in the paperwork is an interview between the gun store owner, FBI agents, and federal prosecutors that took place on May 16th. And during that interview, the gun store owner told investigators that he recognized Hunter Biden as a celebrity-type customer when he entered the gun shop, because he knew that Hunter's father, then former Vice President Joe Biden, was not a gun supporter. The gun store owner wanted the sale to be completed as quickly as possible, believing that having a Biden in the store would be bad for his business. He also revealed that Hunter presented his passport during the transaction as his identification. The FBI interview noted that this was unusual because most sales are completed with a driver's license. But the weird didn't end there. About 2 weeks later, the gun store owner said both the Delaware State Police and the Secret Service came to visit on the same day, October 24th, 2018, in separate visits. Both agencies asked the same questions, and it appeared they were not aware of each other's investigations. Palamere told investigators that he felt uneasy about the Secret Service's request for the ATF form, so he reached out to ATF Special Agent James Reich for counsel. And the ATF guy told him not to turn over the form unless he felt compelled to comply. 3 years later, the ATF took custody of the form, which the gun store owner had annotated. He noted that the FBI did not reach out to Hunter Biden to annotate it himself, which would have been routine practice. He explained that he did not want to contact Hunter for two reasons. First, it would have revealed that Hunter was under investigation. Second, the gun store owner was scared. The FBI interview document explains, at the time, it was a big scandal and there was intense attention on the incident. It was on primetime every news channel, and the United States Secret Service was saying they never went into the gun store. The owner and the other employees heard that Mac Isaac of the computer store was in protective custody. They were all scared to death. The owner of the store felt it was necessary to annotate the form because he felt they were going to get in trouble just for going up against Biden. The assertion of the Secret Service agent's involvement and their visit to his store raises some important questions. What interest did the Secret Service allegedly have in the transaction? Even more important, why would agents have had any interest in Hunter Biden's firearm transaction records when the agency was not providing protection to any member of the Biden family at the time? Importantly, the owner of the gun store told his story under the possibility of criminal penalty, because lying to federal investigators is a serious crime. Despite the allegations, the Secret Service is doubling down on its previous denials, saying there's no change in our statement. We were aware of the claims made at the time, but could not find any information to independently corroborate them. At the time, the Biden family were not protectees of the Secret Service. Know what I think happened? I think what happened is when Joe Biden found out his son filled out that form, he told his goons to go in there and get it. And that's exactly what happened. And I think everybody knows that. And I think that's what's going to come out. And it confirms that previous reporting. All the people that were there designed to protect the Bidens, all the people who were there to protect the Bidens, including the Central Intelligence Agency. That story broke yesterday. Why was the CIA saying that Hunter Biden's buddy, that big Hollywood muggity-muck, was off limits? Why? Why were they saying that? As Miranda Devine put it, the CIA's shadowy hand is behind a lot of the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden influence peddling saga. And Hunter Biden's lies over the years have been protected by a lot of people within the administration, within the government, within the deep state. Here's that clip of James Carville saying why Joe Biden should be very nervous about the black vote. Take a listen.
The Biden campaign has a new ad appealing to African-American voters. Harder for Democrats, harder for President Biden, I'm guessing, than it has been in your political lifetime to get that vote. Is that fair?
This is very correct. They're very correct to be concerned about this. And the black male, particularly the younger black males, have become disengaged. And it's got to be a priority just to how we communicate and reengage. But I see a whole lot of polling this morning, and it is a problem. And the first step in solving any problem is to acknowledge you have one.
Because a bunch of preachy, white, lefty, academic women have turned those young black men off, and just men in general off, with all their preachy, white, lefty, academic women advice and commandments, like eat your plant-based foods. It's a real problem, no doubt about it. And that's what's being reflected in this big rally today in the South Bronx for the president, for the future president, Donald Trump. No question about it. There's another guy who spoke earlier today at a rally in New York, and he went viral. And by the way, later we're going to have a great guest on the show who was on Fox News earlier today, and he was saying that the Bronx is very significant for a number of reasons. Harrison Fields, he's going to join us at 5 o'clock today. But earlier today, this clip went viral of this gentleman who was speaking in New York City, and he was going on about how the Democrat Party, we need to move on from the Democrat Party. His name is Kevin Jenkins, and he was encouraging minorities to elect Donald Trump for president and saying we have to get together to make sure we support him, to make sure that we have somebody in the White House that will stand up for us. Take a listen.
Hang on, my computer's freaking out again.
Okay. What's the problem with the computer?
I had to reboot it after that Fox clip didn't run. Give me 1 second.
Should I just not play audio for a while?
Yeah, if you give me like less than a minute, I'll have everything functioning again.
All right. It's always fun when the computer freezes up. Always fun. Always a good time. Good time had by all. In the meantime, I'll tell you that I had no idea that Jeffrey Toobin was an illegal immigrant. That's what I'll say. I had no idea Jeffrey Toobin was an illegal immigrant. Did you know he was an illegal immigrant? Did you know?
I think I know where you're going with this.
Did you know he was here illegally?
That is news to me.
Did you know that, Henry?
I had no idea.
Here's the story. Illegal immigrant serial masturbator finally snagged by ICE after numerous attempts. No, I've not read the story. I'm just going by the headline. Serial, again, earmuffs, kids, masturbator finally snagged by ICE after numerous arrests. I won't say that M word again. I'll just say serial self-pleasurer. Finally snagged by ICE after numerous arrests. I thought Jeffrey Toobin was an American citizen. I had no idea he was an illegal immigrant. I had no idea. Let me click the article. Let me open up the article here and take a read. An illegal immigrant who's been here. Okay, the man is Lucio Tomar. Okay, not Jeffrey Toobin. All right, so again, this is why you shouldn't always just go by the headline. You know what I mean? You should read the story, but that involves clicking sometimes. But either way, they got this guy, the serial self-pleasurer. He was a foreign national repeatedly convicted for open and gross lewdness and lascivious behavior in the Boston area. Through court records, the local news reports and social media posts, the DCNF identify the man as Lucio Tomar, a Cape Verde national living illegally in the U.S. You know what's funny about this, though, is that right underneath that, the Daily Caller has a related story, and this is what it says. Related. CNN's Jeffrey Toobin suspended from New Yorker for showing junk during Zoom call. So even they thought it was Jeffrey Toobin. It's not just me. Okay, here's the clip of this speaker in New York City. Take a listen.
About outside noise, we got to come together, Latino, Black Americans, White Americans, Jew Americans, to save this country. They are only interested in stripping us of our sovereignty, stripping us of our rights, stripping us of our religious rights, stripping us of our freedom of speech. They are moving fast. And we have to get together to make sure we support Donald Trump, to make sure we have somebody in the White House that will stand up for us. That's what it's all about. It's not about the outside noise. It's about us making noise together to save this country. I'm so happy to see somebody.
Wait. Stop it. Did this guy not get the memo that Trump was Hitler? What? Did somebody not tell him that the only people that support Trump are a bunch of white racist dudes in Cabela's fishing hats and MAGA hats? Somebody needs to give this man the true information. All right, keep going.
Here because I lost faith in the church. I lost faith because I thought the church had forgotten the fact that their job was to stand up for the less unfortunate. And guess what? We have so many Americans doing so bad in this country because we have people in this country believe that they have the right to strip us of our humanity, strip us of everything that we own, strip us of our rights to raise our children the way we want to raise our children. We have to stand up against them. We have to make sure that our voices are louder than that. That's what we have to do. We have to stop standing silent, and we have to stop being quiet. We have to stand up against the tyranny of our time, like all of our leaders did for us. And that's what I mean. So it's not about just supporting Trump. It's supporting your rights. It's supporting this country's rights. It's supporting our children. It's making sure that we stand up against all of the things that are trying to take away the things that we fought for all of our lives. So we got to be louder than that, right?
Sounds to me like this man is a bit of a, I would say he's very, very spot on in terms of what they are trying to do to us. It's very similar to what that woman said about the system's rigged, man. We all see it. So it's a problem for the Democrats. It's a big problem for Joe Biden. And, you know, when Joy Reid's on TV and ladies on The View are going on about how he's Hitler and blah, 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 they're not, that message is not selling. It's just not selling, period. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you'd like to weigh in. Hard to believe Monday's Memorial Day. I hope you and your family have a great Memorial Day weekend. I'm filling in for Dana Lash tomorrow from 12 to 3 on her national show, and then I'm out of here for the weekend. But please don't forget on Monday, of course, remember it's Memorial Day. One of my favorite memes is it's a picture of people enjoying their beach day, and it says, "Your day at the beach brought to you by their day at the beach." And the other picture, of course, is the people, our young men, storming the beaches at Normandy. It's just a great reminder of what Memorial Day is supposed to be about. But you should get out there and enjoy it. You should have a lot of fun. It's the start of summer, unofficially, of course. The pools will be open. Beaches will be open. How are you going to look this summer is the question. Are you going to look your best? Because NJ Diet's going to help you look your best. NJDiet.com. That's where you want to go. 855-5-NJ-DIET is the number to call. There's locations close by you in King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, or online with live video consultations. And it's guaranteed weight loss, 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days' time. That's amazing. And forget the shots and forget the hormones and forget the surgeries and the pills. What you want is you want the guaranteed natural way. See, NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva samples, along with energized, bioenergized supplements designed for your body. All natural. so you lose weight. And you get the doctor's personal email and doctor's personal phone number to make sure that you are burning fat and not just losing water weight. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to him today. Reach out to them today at njdiet.com, 855-5NJ-DIET. By the time the 4th of July is here, you're going to be looking and feeling your best. Your best. And you are definitely, definitely going to like the way you look, and you're going to like the fact that it's guaranteed. NJDiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
So Trump's rally is tonight at 6 p.m. And there'll be there's already people online, and a lot of very diverse faces, something that the Democrat Party is not very happy about, as you can imagine. Not happy in the least. Not happy about this. But I'll tell you a lot of the issues. Part of the reason why we got into this place is the woke stuff. No question about it. You know, Carville's point about the snooty, lefty, white, liberal women who are lecturing everybody and telling people how to live their lives. We got here because a lot of people got tired of that, but they also got tired of the way that they were trying to influence their children. Hey, that mom we played you earlier in the show who said, "Look, I'm a mother. I care about policies." She's probably sick of all the woke stuff being forced upon her children. I talked to somebody the other day who was a liberal academic. Well, now she's libertarian, but she said she was liberal for years until COVID. And now she says, we're turning into a communist country now. I mean, everybody's telling us what to do. We have no freedom left. There's a lot of people opening their eyes up to that. And I think the big error the Biden administration did was going so far to the left on all of these issues to please their base, and then realizing that their base... AOC does not represent the people that used to vote Democrats. They may represent the new base of the Democrat Party, but there's not enough of them. You know what I mean? There's not enough of them to be able to make up for that gap. And a big part, I mean, and no doubt about it, economics has everything to do with this. You've heard by now the cost of fast food, the increase over the years. Just take McDonald's, for example, from 2019 to 2024. So in the end of 2019, if you went to McDonald's, you went to Mickey D's, you got a medium French fries. It cost you $1.79. Right now, that same medium French fry, $4.19. If you went to get a 10-piece McNuggets, $4.49 in 2019, $7.58 now. A cheeseburger was $1 in 2019, $3.15 today. Taco Bell. If you wanted a beefy five-layer burrito, it was $1.69 in 2019. It's $3.69 now. That's 118% increase. If you got a McChicken sandwich at McDonald's, it was $1.29 at the end of 2019. Right now, it's $3.89. That's a 201% increase in price. 201% increase. That's a massive, massive increase. Chick-fil-A price increases. Eight Chick-fil-A nuggets were $3 back in 2019. $6 now. That's a 96% increase. Large milkshake. And who doesn't love a nice milkshake? Am I right? $3.15 back then. $5.19 now. That is a very big difference. It represents a 65% increase. So all these things, you know, a lot of people who are trying to feed their family and they'd love to be able to take the kids out for a nice juicy cheeseburger or a juicy deluxe chicken sandwich. But the price of food has gone up so much, and you can't convince people. You can try to spin a lot of things in politics and life. You can't spin that. You can't spin that because people feel it directly. You can't have somebody pay for that and turn around and go, "Isn't it great how awesome the economy is?" They'll turn around and go, what are you talking about? How can you say, I just spent $60 to take my family to McDonald's? Yeah, I know. Isn't it awesome? Things are going really well. The economy's great. Believe it. Stop. This is why Joe Biden still has to try to bribe people for the election. I've told you before that the student loan debt repayment scam is a bribe. It's a bribe. It's in the old days, you'd hand people a bag of cash. Nowadays, what you do is you send them a check. Daniel Henninger had a piece about this. He said, you know, the president's using the United States Treasury like a 1920s party boss. Like it's his personal safe and he's got cash in there. The student loan debt forgiveness plan. Questions of moral hazard aside, one may argue that with more than 40 million Americans owing about $1.7 trillion in federal and private student loans, some measure of forgiveness could be defended by a Democratic president. But the Biden proposal tripped the what the heck is going on alarm. It totaled $430 billion in write-offs. Supreme Court shot it down. And then Biden just starts doing it anyway. And the thing about doing it now, of course, is that by doing it now in this election year, even after the Supreme Court has told him he can't do it and he's still doing it anyway, he's spending all this money trying to win over who? Remember yesterday that the question that was asked by the NBC News reporter, Karine Jean-Pierre? Like what about all the other people that have debt in this country? And she goes, well, these people are literally being crushed by student loan debt. And he goes, well, they're not literally being crushed. And she said, financially, okay? Financially, they're being crushed. There's a lot of people in this country with debt. In fact, the debt's going up and up and up. And they get ungats because Joe Biden's still trying to win over the college kids. The crazy college kids, the same ones that are protesting Israel and then having the Hamas encampments. That's the base he's still trying to win over. Why? Because a lot of the people who are advising him are from the faculty lounge. So bring it home. It's bribe the college kids. Don't worry about following the law. Don't worry about following the Supreme Court edicts. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Just give them money and they'll come around and vote for you. All right, we got a big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead for you. We're going to talk to Wesley Smith a little bit later in the show, how Collins and Fauci shattered our trust in public health. Senator Rand Paul teeing off. Why are people not going to jail over what came out yesterday in the hearing? We'll play a little bit of the hearing for you as well. And yeah, big rally in the South Bronx tonight for the future president, Donald Trump. When it comes to your home, let me ask you a question. How is your home doing? The roof, siding, windows, doors. Do any of them need to be upgraded? You know, taking care of your home means value and protection and peace of mind. And my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding, they're there for you every step of the way. And speaking of inflation and the high cost of things, Emmons is offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation reduction discount of 10% off. 10% off windows, siding, Anderson windows, doors, and of course, the roof. And you get a lifetime warranty on the Emmons roof, the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business by far. So reach out to them today. The team at Emmons is great. I've used them for years. You can trust Emmons the way I've trusted them. In our old house, they did the roof, they replaced the windows, they did the siding, and they replaced doors. In our new house, they've already replaced two doors. They've made major roof repairs for me, replaced two skylights, and they're going to do even more. And with 10% off with their inflation relief discount, because my great friend Stephanie and Matt understand how tough the economy is, don't wait. Go to emmonsroofing.com right now. emmonsroofing.com. You'll love the way they take great care of your home. They clean up when they're done, and you can trust that they'll stay on budget. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Reach out to them today. emmonsroofing.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.